I'll begin today with just some initial comments on this thing swirling around concerning Todd Haley, and I'm very literally of the belief that this is simply much ado about nothing, and it's been that. And you know, I've said this many times, and you run the risk of sounding like you're out of touch or you're some kind of an old fogey or something. When it's a dangerous world out there today in journalism and in media. There's just so many things swirling between Twitter and message boards and all these things that go on. The world is a smaller place. And essentially, the discussion here over the last few days has been, if you read something from somebody on a message board, can you really repeat that on the radio? Or is that the same as if I'm in line with Frank Bowl at McDonald's and I hear a couple of people behind us saying, you know, I was out at the cigar box on Saturday night and Todd Haley did da-da-da-da-da. Is it okay to then come back and go on the radio and say you heard a couple of guys in line at McDonald's say that? Because I can't differentiate on message boards and Twitter who's legitimate and who's not legitimate. And I've gotten completely to the bottom of this thing, I believe, and can tell you exactly how it will be resolved concerning Todd Haley, because there's really nothing here concerning Todd Haley. Now, I want to preface this by telling you that I spoke with the coach about 40 minutes ago, okay? And I'm one of these guys. I'm just telling you how it is. I believe people. I'm a believer. I absolutely believe people. And I believe Todd Haley. And I learned a few things about what may have occurred, and I'm not going to go into great detail because a lot of our conversation was very private today, but I will let you know that Todd Haley was with his wife, this according to Coach Haley, on August 6th, which was Family Fun Day in St. Joe. They had an out-of-town couple from Dallas. They went out to dinner with him. They're with another couple. And downtown at the Cigar Box, where they always, at the Cigar Box, have a police officer there, an incident, sounds like, took place. The Kansas City, Missouri police have filled in the blanks on some of this now. I do not have the name of the person, but we know of an officer at the Cigar Box on August 6th and an incident involving patrons. And we are told, and this is all we are told by the Kansas City, Missouri police, is that Todd Haley, whoa, was at the restaurant. He was there. So I think this is probably going to wind. There is no police report. There's no incident report. There is no charges. There is nothing from this other than some other people, completely unrelated to anything Haley was doing there, some other people got into something, some sort of incident occurred, and the police officer got involved. And that's it. Now, we're going to cross-check a whole bunch of different documents and go through the police department reports. It would not be unusual, nor would it be unlikely, if you or I or Todd Haley were ever in a restaurant and something broke out and people knew who you were, that you would be named in the report, that a witness would say, yeah, you know, I remember, yeah, and Todd Haley was there and da-da-da-da-da. So maybe there was a witness on a report somewhere that said Todd Haley was there. It's my belief that at that point in time, he was out of there and that was it. So, you know, again, I believe people. I've talked to a lot of folks. We've confirmed it through the police department that there was an incident at the Cigar Box on August 6th and that Todd Haley was there. And at this point, there is absolutely nothing, zero to connect this coach and any wrongdoing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. That's what I have for you as of right now, and I've spoken to a lot of different people today. It is, I believe, ongoing, and that also is not unusual. And this opens up an entire topic completely unrelated to Haley. Well, not completely unrelated, because he is a celebrity. But it opens up an entire topic and maybe a very interesting discussion about there is no, I always tell my kids, you can't say that's not fair. Really, the only rule in my house is I hate it when my kids say, that's not fair. Well, nothing's fair as far as I'm concerned. And I don't ever want to hear my kids say that. And if you catch me saying it, I shouldn't be saying it. But it does seem like it has elements of unfairness to be a known person in public places and then have stories told, retold, 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 tweeted, placed on a message board, and then had 20 pages of message board messages from dozens of people. And by the time it gets down, what, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people? How accurate is that story? You tell me. I don't know. I'm not gonna defend him. I'm not gonna vouch for him. I'm not gonna tell you that I was there and I know for sure. I'm not gonna say that I was an eyewitness. And I'm not gonna tell you that nothing's coming of this. But I don't think anything's coming of this. I don't think he did anything. And if I've, I mean, this was, we're talking about August 6th. If I'm working with the Kansas City, Missouri police and they don't have anything and this stuff's all out there flying around, it seems like a much ado about nothing at this point. But that's it. There was allegedly an incident, and it sounds like Haley not really involved, and maybe the trappings of celebrity got in the way as this thing got bigger. But I'm not going to tell you that it's over and it's done, and I know for sure, but it seems very plausible and believable to me after I've spoken with the police that know about what occurred that night at the Cigar Box, the public information officers down there, and speaking with Coach Haley privately myself, most of which I can't really share with you, the details of, you know, who he was with, what he was doing, and all those different things. But he asked me not to. I said, no problem. I said, my main thing was, can I tell people that I spoke to you? And he said, yeah, you know, use your best judgment. I said, okay, I appreciate that, because I would really like to be able to tell the listeners I spoke to the coach. And he says, this is much ado about nothing. I believe people, I take him at his word.